City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, here we are. Happy Tuesday. I don't know what day it feels like. It doesn't feel like a Tuesday to me. But Tuesday, the 3rd of July, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. So we got Scott Pruitt, who is... I mean, I don't know how you describe it, embattled or whatever you might want to call it. But, I mean, every day there's another story about Scott Pruitt and some problem. So, at some point, I'm not sure. I start thinking, is he really that bad? And if so, why isn't he gone? And, you know, or is it a witch hunt to, you know, every little thing that he does wrong? But he does a lot of stuff where, whether it's a witch hunt or not, you go, man, this guy really doesn't seem to be careful about running the office prudently. So this woman comes up to him. She's a teacher at Sidwell Friends in Washington. She and her husband are out with their two-year-old son. She sees him. She asks her husband to videotape it, and she walks over to him and says, "Hi, I would like you to resign." And she went on from there. And she looked at her, she had taken some notes, and she never yelled. But she was listing off all the things that he's been accused of doing wrong, including $1,600 worth of pens and some other, you know, going down the list. So he was three tables away. So she said, when she was interviewed about it, that she felt it was her right as a citizen to be able to go do that. Well, he's a public official, and I get that, but he's not in a public... He's in a public place. He's in a restaurant. I guess my question simply comes down to, is that the right time and the right place? Can the man have lunch? The same with Kirstjen Nielsen, the Homeland Security Secretary. She was out to dinner. So once you become a government official, are you permanently, totally public property? That the public can treat you however they want, wherever they want, whenever they want. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Chris, thanks for waiting. Welcome. Hi. What do you think? What's your reaction?
Yeah, I think they have every right to do that. They're a public official. If they don't want to, then don't sign up for it. She didn't yell at him. She didn't spit on him like they did when they signed the ADA back in the day. When congressmen were coming out, they got spit on. That's way further than what happened the other day.
I'm not familiar with what I don't know what you're talking about.
When they signed the ADA back in the, when Obama
what ADA, year are you going back to? Oh my gosh!
But it's not the point. That's what happened. Am I wrong?
I don't know what you're even talking about.
Okay. When they signed the ADA,
no. Focus, Chris. Focus.
I'm focused. This is a public official. As a public official, it's the same concept.
All right.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
If you were a public official, a city councilman, a mayor, a state representative, can I come in and bother you when you're having a meal with your friends, family, whatever it might be?
Sure. I mean, you're a public official. You're out in the public. You're not at home eating dinner. You're out in the public.
Right.
You're a public figure. You're a public face. You go out and shake hands and sign autographs or do city town hall meetings. You're a public official. You're out there. You put yourself out there.
Okay.
If you don't like it, then don't sign up.
Let me ask you something deep, a little bit more. Are you answering this way because you don't like this guy?
No, because it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. You're a public official. You're out there. You put yourself out there.
Okay.
That's part of the business. That's part of the deal.
Yeah. Well, I'm torn. I'm torn.
Don't run.
I'm torn about it. Part of what you said,
I
agree. No, I'm.
Cross the line. And,
I'm agreeing with you to this point, that if you're a public official, you're kind of owned by the public. And I think that is why there are people out there in the world, like me and others, that will never, ever run for public office because of that.
Exactly. But, I mean, you chose that profession. You chose that career. You know that's part of it. And that's the other term of it. It's like, you know, that's what you wanted to do. You got to take the good with the bad.
Is it rude to do that? I think it's rude. I know that.
Of course it's rude. That's not the point.
Okay, so it's okay.
I mean, when you go to a town hall meeting and everybody shouts a congressman down, it's the same concept.
Yeah.
I mean, they did.
Yeah,
that.
except for they're kind of expecting it at that point, aren't they?
Yeah, but they did that to Tom McClintock when he was here. They did that. Went back and.
Nobody knows what you're talking about. But all right, Fred in Brentwood, California. Fred, hi, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I think a huge problem with what's going on today is we've lost the distinction between what is lawfully legal to do, what we have the right to do, and what is appropriate and what is classy and what is the correct appropriate thing to do. I mean, this gentleman, he's a public official. And I couldn't disagree more with your last caller that I don't know what he's smoking, but you do not give up your entire life to go into government service. Had I been this gentleman and been interrupted at a private dining experience, I would have summoned the waiter over, asked to see the manager, and told the manager very calmly, I am enjoying a private dining experience, and this woman is interrupting it. Would you please ask her to leave? And if the manager refused to do that, then I would just take my business elsewhere and advise all my business colleagues, my friends, my family, to also take their business elsewhere.
Well, Kirsten Nielsen, I'm surprised that the restaurant did not step in and say, wait a minute, this not here. This is our business. This is our establishment. We don't accept that kind of behavior in this restaurant. I'm surprised it didn't step in.
Absolutely correct, Tom. And the bigger issue here is this. We have a lot of legal rights. We have the right to do a lot of things. I have the right to wear my pajamas down to Walmart if I want.
Sure.
I have the right, I have the legal right to comb my hair and pick my nose at the dinner table, in public or in private, if I should choose to. The question is it appropriate? Is it classy? Is it the right thing to do? I'm so sick and tired of hearing, oh, well, they have the right to do that. And this gentleman that called just before me said, well, of course it's rude, but that's what they sign up for. And then he compares a town hall meeting to a private dining experience.
Yeah, that's totally
I'm sorry, Tom. I just don't get it. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I just don't get it.
No,
at all.
You sound like a pretty sharp guy to me. But Fred, all right, thank you. I appreciate your comments. And speaking of people that aren't sharp in the tool shed, so what's the name of this guy, Andy? I need to give him credit. Mark Dice. I don't know what he does, but he's got a YouTube channel, Mark Dice. And he went out and he started interviewing people on the beach, at the boardwalk, at the, I don't know where he was. He was at some beach somewhere. And he was asking people about the 4th of July and what the 4th of July, what it's it all about. Why are we having a holiday tomorrow? What is the 4th of July about? Let's listen to this small group.
What country famously broke away from England to start their own country in the late 1700s?
I have no idea, man. I don't know.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
Exactly? Our independence.
A little more specific.
It's the day that we overtook the South. And it's the day that it's our independence. That's why we have the fire.
From the South.
From the South, exactly.
So it was the victor of the Civil War?
Yes.
4th of July?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a day of independence from the South. For those of you in the South, did you know that? We got time for another one in there? We got a bunch of these things. Let's listen. Here's some more.
The Declaration of Independence was signed by who?
I don't know.
Just name one person.
Abraham Lincoln? I don't know.
Sorry.
Not.
What year was that Declaration of Independence?
Was it 1964? 84?
1984?
84? I don't know.
No.
1864?
1864.
I don't know.
No wonder this country's in trouble.
Okay. Yeah. We got a bunch of them. We're going to play them for the rest of the hour here as we march into the holiday tomorrow. But, it really is. It's funny, but it's sad. People do not know what the 4th of July is all about. And a little known fact is that it really isn't about the 4th of July. If you look back, it was the 2nd of July when they signed the Declaration of Independence. It was approved by the Second Continental Congress on July 2nd, 1776. And John Adams, who was our future second president, declared that the July 2nd would be a day that would live in celebration. He predicted, he says, quote, quoting John Adams, the second day of July, 1776, will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated with pomp and parade, shows, games, sports, guns, belts, bonfires, illuminations from one end of this continent to the other from this time forward forevermore. Okay, so I don't know what the deal was, but they had to revise the declaration. It was signed on July 4th. So that's what we celebrate. But they signed the original Declaration of Independence on July 2nd. But it wasn't 1964. And it wasn't about our independence from the South, which Abraham Lincoln may have been involved with.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Boss is singing his Born in the USA, and everybody's talking about the number of people who don't have a clue what the 4th of July is all about. And so then I heard this guy talking this morning about, well, you know, we had this law passed where we change all of our holidays to Mondays because Mondays, then we get three-day weekends. And I was thinking about, yeah, because this is kind of crazy this year with the 4th of July is on a Wednesday. So some people took off yesterday and today. Some are taking off Thursday and Friday. And then most people have tomorrow off. And then some people took the whole week where if they just put it on Monday, but then that wouldn't be the 4th of July. But his point was get rid of the 4th of July and call it what it's supposed to be called, which is Independence Day. And then generations down the road, when we're all dead and gone, people will refer to Independence Day, and the Independence Day is the first Monday of July or something like that. And that would, I don't know. What's wrong with leaving it the 4th of July being on the 4th of July? It's like changing Christmas. No, it's December 25th. New Year's. How about January 1st? I mean, there's just some things that don't move well. President's Day? not so much. You can put it wherever you want. So we're talking about Scott Pruitt getting approached by a woman, a teacher, in Washington, D.C. while he was having lunch with somebody, some guy. And if you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Tom Sullivan Show, I asked a question. I asked a simple question about, she says it's her right to approach him as a citizen. Is it? Is it her right? So Matt says, why is she using her child as a shield? There's another group that does this too. David, I can't read yours on the air. Mark says, liberals will always display selective morality. They bend the rules to order their in order to suit their agenda. Michelle says, I'm entitled. Love those jerks that take their kids everywhere for protection. Somewhere, someone will be hurt. Okay? Chris says, even though she was generally polite, this was just rude. Let the man eat in peace. Sarah says, I think she should have asked if he had a moment to talk before she went into her speech. Also, if her only intention was to get her message across, why did she film it and post it? She is a rude fame seeker with bad manners. Low class. There's a mixed bag in here of people that said, she has the right. She had right what Chris said was, she's a citizen. He's a public official. I don't know. I've had people approach me in a restaurant when I'm having lunch or dinner with my family. Sometimes people just say hi. Sometimes people say, I love your show. There's a lot of people don't say anything, and I'm presuming that they don't like my show, and they don't say anything. Only the people that like your show say something to you. But I had a guy one time that came and literally wanted me to move over so he could sit down. We were sitting in a booth, so because he wanted to talk about some political topic, and I'm going, no. He probably thought I was rude. Brad in Buffalo. Hello, Brad. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show. Hey, Brad.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
good. We got only a minute, so we got to get it make it worthwhile sure. Here.
We'll do it quick. Hey, you know what? It's not so much about right and wrong. It kind of goes back to the old saying, do unto others as you have them do unto you. And most often in life, if you're wondering whether it's right or wrong, just turn it around and wonder if that's how you would like it done to you. And if you say no, don't do it. It'll be a better world.
That's a nice rule. Where'd you get that rule from? It's a great rule. Do unto others as you would expect to be done unto you. And no, it's when you're out having a nice meal with your friends or family. Good point, Brad. Appreciate the call. We'll be right back.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
What country did we declare our independence from?
Help me, baby.
Nope, just you. You're on your own.
California.
From.
Oh, from?
We declared independence from a certain country, which is why we celebrate 4th of July. What country was that?
I don't have no idea.
You're going to be celebrating, though?
Yes.
But you don't know what you're celebrating.
You're right. Okay.
That's tonight's homework.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, these are from Mark Dice. He has a YouTube channel, and he goes out and finds these people and asks them a pretty simple question. But it's not just Mark Dice finding these people. This is ABC News has... 14% of teenagers in this country think that the 4th of July will mark the historic day that we declared independence from France. 14%. Now, we talked before about the education system in this country. And we're talking about the lady who's a teacher at a very prominent school in Washington, D.C., going up to Scott Pruitt, and you can debate that on my website or on my Facebook page. But this is, I mean, I don't know. It seems like, I think most teenagers know that it wasn't France. Another 5% think that we rose up against the Canadians. So 14% think we broke away from, we declared independence from France. Another 5% think we declared our independence from Canada, which adds up to a fairly sizable percentage of high school age Americans who have no idea what tomorrow is all about. 15% of U.S. teens did not know that the Declaration of Independence was adopted on July 4th, 1776. 9% thought we ratified the Constitution that day. That happened 13 years later. All right. How many colonies? Didn't you learn this in grade school? How many colonies are there? Come on. Come on. You can tell me. How many colonies? 57. A significant portion of teenagers weren't sure who was doing the declaring either. 17% did not know that there were 13 original colonies. So the head of Colonial Williamsburg Foundation says, when you look at these numbers, it means that more than 5 million U.S. teenagers do not understand the true meaning of Independence Day. In other gaps in their knowledge, 19% could not name the third branch of government. They gave them two. They said, all right, there are the executive branch and the judicial branch. What is the third branch of government? 19%, one out of five, don't know. More than 25% did not know the two sides fighting in the Civil War. Nope. Who fought the Civil War? I don't know. 13% said the Civil War was between the United States and Great Britain. 5% said the Civil War was between the East and the West. You want to try the Star Spangled Banner? 69% could name the author of the Star Spangled Banner. I find that interesting. I'm surprised at 69%. When they did not know who we declared our independence from, and they were thinking France or Canada, or the Civil War was between the East and the West, for them to think, let's see, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner? It was Francis Scott Key. Now, these questions that were asked of teenagers were questions designed for a fourth grade test. And they are also far simpler than those that are asked on the citizenship test. On the American citizenship test, the exam includes questions such as, who becomes president if the president and vice president die? And that's on the citizenship test, and they have to know it's the Speaker of the House. Okay, they also need to know how many amendments are there to the Constitution, because people say, well, the Constitution, I'll tell you, they wrote that thing, we got to live by the Constitution. No, it's been amended 27 times, and you have to know that in order to get the right answer on your citizenship test. So as far as the teenagers, some of the questions that they felt they did pretty well on was almost all of them knew that George W. Bush was one of our presidents, and almost all of them knew that Washington, D.C. was our nation's capital. So I don't know why, if they just, are they just living in only what was current events while they've been alive? Because George W. Bush, president from 2000 to 2008, so that's 10 years ago, 10 to 18 years ago. So these teenagers actually may have recalled actually seeing him on the news. But you ask them something, this is why you go, what are they teaching our kids in school? When you get this many people that do not know, don't have a clue. Here's some more being asked about the 4th of July by Mark Dice.
Back in the late 1700s, when Jesse Ventura and John Wilkes Booth and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that exactly?
Sometime in the 1700s, I'm not sure.
How many stars on this flag?
50-something.
Not bad. 50-something? He got close. Is close good enough? I like the way he asked the question. Back when our founding fathers, Jesse Ventura and John Wilkes Booth, signed the Declaration of Independence in the 1700s, and the lady said, I'm not sure it was in the 1700s. Let me get another one in there.
Well, what country did we declare independence from back in the 1770s? You don't know?
No.
It's kind of the reason we celebrate the 4th of July.
I have no idea.
No idea, but you're still going to be celebrating.
I'm still going to celebrate.
Well, you should have your celebration revoked.
Because
you're
I don't know.
You're not allowed to celebrate. Yeah. Because I'm banning you now from
okay.
celebrating
well,
the 4th of July.
I'm terrible.
People have no idea what tomorrow is all about. They don't know. They don't know when the Declaration of Independence was signed. They don't know anybody that signed it. They don't know, I mean, a lot. Who did we declare our independence from? Let's get Marvin in here before we take a break. Marvin, hi, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Doing
thank
good.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm a retired Marine, and I'm also a naturalized citizen here in this great country, and I got to tell you that sometimes what I see on this civic lesson that you're giving us is that we as parents are also failing our newer generations. You know, we are waiting, you know, for the schools to teach our kids about everything, but then again, you know, we got to teach them about our history and everything else.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what they're teaching or what they're not teaching, but I've got to hit my break. We got a little bit of a wobbly phone, but I want to thank you. Also for Semper Fi to you, my friend. I appreciate your service. But, yeah, I don't know what they're teaching either. It makes you wonder when you see this. We'll be right back.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July exactly?
Independence Day?
Specifically,
I don't know. I'm so bad at this. Say Independence Day. Say when we won our independence.
From?
Those countries.
Name one of the founding fathers of America.
I don't want to do this.
You don't know?
Oh, boy. From those countries. That's who we won our independence from. And founding, then name one. Just one founding father. Name one of them. So, Ben Franklin was the oldest signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was 70, which was quite elderly back in those days. And the youngest was a guy by the name of Edward Rutledge. He was only 26 years of age. The average age of the people that signed was 45 years of age. So, number of presidents that were there that signed the Declaration of Independence, two of them, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, were the only future presidents to lend their signatures to the document. And what's weird about Adams and Jefferson is they died within hours of each other in 1826. So, but they were there on that day in July of 1776 to sign. What else have we got in our trivia here? There was a president, one of our presidents, was born on the 4th of July. He's the only one who had the patriotic decency to be born on July 4th. He did so in 1872. It was Calvin Coolidge. He was born on 4th of July. New country, not so sure about this Independence Day celebration. Took 15 years for people to officially start calling July 4th Independence Day. And another 80 years for Congress to come up with an unpaid holiday. And another 68 years for the 4th of July to be officially recognized as a paid holiday vacation. And it wasn't until 1992 that Lee Greenwood wrote the hit country song God Bless the USA. So, USA songs all over the place. Let's see, what else? Philadelphia partied first, so the 4th wasn't officially recognized as a holiday. Philadelphia marked the first anniversary of the celebration with a big bash in 1777. On July 8th, the city struck the Liberty Bell and marked the occasion with a parade, a 13-cannon salute, and fireworks. So it started in Philadelphia. Oh, speaking of fireworks, there's one guy, I was going to bring that story with me today. One guy from China who absolutely controls the fireworks business in this country. So we get all upset about all these products from China, but when it comes to fireworks, we all know that's where they come from. They come from China, and this one guy has a lock on the business. He just does. All right. How many more of these idiots do we have? Well, all right, let's listen to more of these people try and guess what tomorrow's all about.
What year did we declare independence from Britain?
1773?
73.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Getting people's thoughts on the, what country we broke away from when we declared independence back in 1776.
I'm good. Didn't know.
Don't know. 1773, that's, again, close. Like 50-some stars on our flag. And so all these Americans that were asked the question by Mark Dice, finally he asked the question, and it's a guy from Italy, a foreigner, who's visiting. He's on vacation in the United States. Let's listen to him answer the question.
America celebrates the 4th of July.
Is it Independence Day when you got rid of Mother England, right?
Yes. We got foreigners that know why we celebrate. You know,
well,
foreigners know why we celebrate it more than Americans.
Everybody loves to get rid of their, like, you know, like the colonizers, so it's always good.
That's incredible.
It's always good.
Thanks for knowing that. That's incredible, man. Have a good vacation.
There you go. An Italian guy on vacation knew that it was getting independence from Great Britain. So we leave you with the best holiday wishes for you. Happy birthday, America. Stay safe. Have fun. And let's get out of this program with what we like to do every year. Ray Charles, America the Beautiful. Happy 4th of July.
Who more than self? Our country loved. Be nobleness and
are singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties.
America,
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 I love you, America.